Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio Network, the best in conscious talk radio, and we are also that information station. Now, here's your host for this evening, Brother Sunray 9.
Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Hey, this is Brother Sunray 9 up in his house. Brother Sunray 9 up in his house right here for the Sunray 9 show, man. Hey, I'm in this house. Yeah. This is September the 13th, man. September the 13th of 2017. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, man, I've been off the air for a minute, but hey, I am back. I am back in the house. Hey, man, I just want to come in the house momentarily. I really just don't have anything to talk about tonight. I just want to come in here and tell you about, you know, hey, some more information and updates on what Culture Freedom Radio is doing and has been doing primarily nothing, chilling. That's what I've been doing, chilling out. Just chilling out, man, and watching what's going on with these different storms and things of that nature, man. But, hey, I'm going to come over here and talk about it. Y'all know how I got to do it. I got to come on in here and get some music, get me something to hype myself up. Y'all know I got to have that hype, man. That's like a hype, man. I got to have the music to hype me up, man. But, hey, I want to always start this off with some music to get some good vibes in the house. I better bring y'all this one right here, man, from my good brother Funk Sean, man. Brother Funk Sean is called Minor Chords. And I'll be right back right after this.
Yeah, yeah. Funk Sean. Got another one for y'all.
D to the B to the S. Come around, we play keys underground. Miss Pearl up, just yelling, young boy, pedal down. Couple boys, grunt trees, and some pages. Four minor chords, looking for the majors. Don't come around, we play keys underground. Miss Pearl up, just yelling, young boy, pedal down. Couple boys, grunt trees, and some pages. Four minor chords, looking for the majors.
Rest kick, fly D. A fitted cap with a shirt is mean. Instrumentals, yep. With LMC. You about to hear beautiful things. Lyrical Fibonacci, flowing all frequencies. Fish swim through my flow, dolphins even speak to me. I move planets all around the ether scene. Fold the universe back down to a Z. And then plan a new dimension where there's no poverty. And rappers go back to make it sense when they speak. Your album full of romancing? Dude, why you singing to me? We from an era where we freestyle fanatically. BC basement, dope dealers and cypress be. Burning that chocolate side, we got hype to be. Gotta watch where you walk.
Peace and greetings, family. How y'all doing out there? This is Brother Sunray 9 just coming in the house to tell you about a great bookstore which is located down in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. I'm talking about 625 North Pearl Street to be exact. Oh, the gift shop that I'm telling y'all about, y'all. Check this out. It's called Masjid El Salam and El Salam Gift Shop. If you're looking for some great black historical books, oh man, to get your knowledge on and get that consciousness to rolling, you want to check out Masjid El Salam, y'all. If you're looking for some great incense, oh man, from fragrances such as frankincense and myrrh, Egyptian musk, just frankincense,
Oh, they have it right down there in Jacksonville, Florida at Masjid El Salam. If you're looking for some great air freshness, man, whoo, you got to get it. You got to check it out, y'all. Black soap, hair pomades, you got to check them out, y'all. If you're looking for some great lectures from great and DVDs from such lecturers such as the General Sarah Sudan Seti, Professor James Small, Umar Johnson, and our good brother Joseph Coswell, you got to go and check it out, y'all, for the great DVDs and lectures and great information. Oh, yes, they have it down there in Jacksonville, Florida at Masjid El Salam and gift shop. I tell y'all what, this is how you can get in touch with them, and you can find out all the great products they have. You can go and visit the website, which is www.salammasjid.com. SalamMasjid.com. And better than that, y'all, y'all can give my brother a call, brother Umar Sharif, y'all, right down there at 625 North Pearl Street, y'all. Check this out. You can call the brother up and at 904-359-0980. One more time to call my good brother, all my best friend, y'all, brother Umar Sharif, y'all. Give him a call down there at 904-359-0980. Oh, hey, y'all, support your black brother, man. Support the business, y'all. Get your products right there. Air fresheners, books, black soap, hair pomades, DVDs, and more right there at Masjid El Salam and Gift Shop in 625 North Pearl Street. Don't be hesitant about it, y'all. Get on down and call the brother, man. You won't be disappointed. Hey, y'all, on behalf of Masjid El Salam and Culture Freedom Radio, man, I'm out of here, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to this commercial break. Peace.
Spiritually Speaking. Hey, my brother, have you heard of Spiritually Speaking Store?
No, I haven't. Can you tell me more?
Sure. Spiritually Speaking Store is a multicultural botanica. Have you been stressed?
Yes, I have. Just daily life, living.
We got something for that, too. Come check out our relaxation room where aroma meets sound. We have everything that you need spiritually. All your spiritual needs can be fulfilled, whether you're Christian, whether you're voodoo, hoodoo, African tradition, Santeria, Asian, Buddhist, whatever you like, we have at the Spiritually Speaking Store. Also, we do divination readings. So come check us out.
Where are y'all located at, sir?
Again, we're located at 485 South Jeff Davis Drive, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. And feel free to check out our website, www.spirituallyspeakingstore.com.
Spiritually Speaking Store, multicultural botanical.
Wow, Spiritually Speaking Store, multicultural botanical. I gotta check that out.
Give us a call at 770-703-6633.
All right, family, how y'all doing? I'm back. Man, y'all go check this out. It's Sister Nikki Love and her brand new store, where it's been open for a while. And her store, man, go and check it out. Spiritually Speaking, that's that new commercial right there from Sister Nikki Love. Go ahead and visit her website, man, spirituallyspeaking.com, and check out all those wonderful products that she has right there in that store, man. That Spiritually Speaking Store by Sister Nikki Love. Go over there and show your love and support, man. Hey, show us the love and support for the business that she has right there. That's one more time. That is spirituallyspeaking.com. Go over there and check that out. Most definitely, man. Go check it out. And like I said, our good brother, brother Umar Sharif, down at Masjid El Salam and Salam Masjid. Man, hey, you know, even they had that flood down there this weekend. It got kind of a little bit flooded out. And peace to, and, you know, the prayers go out to everybody who went through those storms and had to, you know, deal with all of that, you know, the tragic and, you know, damages from that storm. And, you know, we have to send our peace and love out and, you know, and our support however we can financially to help them out and find a way, you know, a donation, a true donation, somebody who's taking the donations and who would truly be give it to the people who actually need it. You know, this thing with Red Cross, man, I just can't do Red Cross, y'all. I'm sorry. I just can't do Red Cross. I don't deal with that Red Cross. So you have a organization, there's an organization y'all know that will be able to, and not be able, but y'all know there's an organization that will give those donations and get out and help the people, use those donations to actually help the people. Those are the organizations that we truly need to link up with and support them in their effort and what they're doing. So just want to say that right there, man. Show y'all love and support and however you can financially to help those who are in need in these tragic situations with these storms and these disasters. Hey, you know, there was a lot of things that are going on with those storms, man. You know, a lot of people saying it was HARP that was doing it. You know, there's a lot of instances with that. I don't know. I'm not going to throw my little two cents in it to say who it were or what it were. I mean, I just don't know nowadays. We just don't know what it is and who it is that's doing it. I just say, kind of, man, you know, yes, it is this thing, what they call, what, global warming, but because nature is doing what nature does. But it is a thing that man has been playing with nature and tampering with nature and altering things in our natural existence, you know, trying to change the weather, as he say, trying to make things better or whatever he's trying to do, man. But he has caused a great effect with the weather and tampering with it, you know, trying to do what they do. There's a lot of great movies that's out there that talks about this weather manipulation that they have done, and y'all should and see the disasters in those movies when it was telling how they were trying to, like I said, do the weather manipulations. For instance, there's a great old movie that I did a YouTube video and I was telling the people to check out. This movie called The Core. Y'all go and check that movie out called The Core. Excellent movie that talks about how when they were basically when they was doing the thing HARP, it talks about that with HARP. They don't use the word HARP, but they use another name when they was dealing with that situation. And they messed up the weather. So, but anyway, go and check that out, man. The movie HARP. I mean, not HARP, my bad. The Core. Check that movie out, The Core. There's another one that I was watching on Netflix the other day. Damn, what was the name of it, Sunray? What was the name of it? Called The Grand Horizon or something to that effect. Yeah, check that movie out as well. Yeah, well, I got my hand up, like I said. Yeah, check that movie out. And it was an excellent movie going into these storms. There was a lot of it. The Day After Tomorrow, y'all know that's a classic right there in itself, of The Day After Tomorrow. And it was funny, man. And it wasn't really funny. I just said it as a figure of speech, as they say. But when these storms were going on the other day, they actually, y'all, they were showing the movie the Day After Tomorrow. They were showing it when these storms were happening just the other day and brewing up down there in the Miami area and stuff. They were showing these storms. I mean, they were showing that movie, The Day After Tomorrow. Man, I was like, oh man, why would you? I mean, it's like really bad timing, but it was right timing because it showed how man had been tampering and messing with nature, and it showed and proved by their messing with nature and doing their manipulation, actually how It caused the everything in nature or things in nature to go haywire. Well, there was a lot of tornadoes. There was a lot of earthquakes, hurricanes, and things of that nature that happened on the planet. So those movies, man, go into it. Y'all go check those movies out. And like I said, don't look at them for entertainment. You look at them for entertainment, that's just what you're going to get. You're going to get entertained. But when I look at movies such as those, I'm looking at it for the facts. I'm trying to get the facts out of it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get that right knowledge out of it. That's what I go into it and look into it, the scientific part, and see exactly what are they talking about and what they're trying to show us, because and what they are actually doing into society. And also, family, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm not just going to get in here and do too much talking tonight. I'm just came in here for a little while. And check this out, family. Let me see what else I wanted to throw out of here. I want to throw something else out. I do another show. Do a show I want to get into since about the flood, because there was a lot of videos that were going on and how it was saying that a lot of black folk were saying that they are not trying to save. They wasn't actually saving black folks. They were, you know, going out, not trying to help rescue black folks. They were leaving them out there, you know, 2 and 3 days or maybe a couple of days without trying to rescue, you know, any black people and passing them over when they was going out in those boats. And so here's, I want to do a show, not about them passing the people in the boat, but it's a lot of things that we've been talking about in the past and whatnot. So I don't know, Friday, I just want to do something. And we always talking about unity. Unity, we got to unite. We got to unite. I don't know how many years and decades have we been screaming this thing about we need to unite, we need unity. And most definitely, if they were doing that, leaving a lot of black folks and bypassing them, let's show you right there, most definitely, we need to start uniting and coming together and doing for self, man, that we always keep talking about, but somehow we just can't manage to do it. We need to do this thing what they talk about, self-preservation, where we, you know, we look out for primarily race first. If it was the right, what they were saying, according to reports that was put out through social media and elsewhere, what they were saying, that they were bypassing the black people. So if they were bypassing our family, as they call ourselves, the black race, or black people, whatever we want to call ourselves, if they were doing that and going, if it was so-called white people that was bypassing the blacks and going to rescue other white, they were doing their self-preservation. They were looking out for their own self and kind first, huh? But they've got some of the blacks. They went back and rescued them. But that's what they were doing. So, family, we have to get on the ball and practice this thing, self-preservation, or get together, man, and unite, and let's come up. Let's buy us some boats. Let's come up with our own survival team so we can stop doing like Kanye West said when Hurricane Katrina came about and talking about George Bush don't care about us. Well, I know he's not in office now with Trump's in there, but we got to stop saying that the government is not doing this for us. The government is not doing that for us. If we've been saying this and we know this, we can't rely on the government to come and try to save us when something happened. If we already know to say that they don't give a damn about us, they don't care about us, why you think in a time of tragedy, in a disaster, all of a sudden they're going to get a caring mood to come help you? You got to be out of our minds. We got to be out of our minds. Sure enough. Now we want them to be Jesus Christ now, and in a time of disaster. But any other time, they can't stand you. Y'all know what I'm talking about out there. But so to Friday, man, I just want to talk about something on Friday, bring up the question, man. you know, what is it going to take for us to actually come together on some kind of common terms, or maybe unite? I don't know. I have a title, something like that, but that's going to work. What is it going to take for us for we can truly come together and put something into play where we can, you know, have when situations like what happened in Houston and Florida, these tragedies, we have our stuff in order where we come together and have our boats and go out and rescue people ourselves. You know, not to say we're just going to rescue just all black people, but we got, damn it, we got our survivor gear. We got some things in order where we can get out there and help rescue people as well. Can we get together and do that, family? Buy some boats. Buy the equipment that we need to have our own survival teams. See, when can we come together? And we got to have some grocery stores. We got to have some things, supplies put up where we can actually feed our people in these times of need, where we can have some supplies and things to clothe our people in times such as this. Shelters, buildings where we have shelter for them. So we can't be worried about what Red Cross ain't doing. We ain't gonna worry about that, because we're gonna have some things in play for our own selves. What is it gonna take, family, for us to get to this point of uniting, truly uniting? And I'm gonna get into that. I'm gonna throw some questions in there. And why? I gotta throw some whys in there, y'all. What is it that's stopping us from uniting? See, that's the thing. We talk about a lot of times that we got to unite. We say we must unite. We must unite. We must unite. I understand. That's fine. That's true. That's a true statement. But we got to find out, after all of these years of saying how we must unite, we must ask ourselves, after all of these years of saying it and preaching it and talking about it, what is it that has stopped us from uniting thus far? What has stopped us, and what is stopping us? What are those obstacles, that is in our way that is stopping us from uniting? It got to be some, because we've been screaming it for all so long that we got to unite. You know, so many teachers and master teachers and freedom fighters have came in our midst and told us that we got to unite. We got to work together. We have a common enemy. So if we know this, what is it that has been this, I don't know, what is it, this tool or this instrument, this little thing, this stumbling block that has gotten in our way to stop us from uniting? So we got to unite. Why hadn't we got together? What is it? What is it, y'all? What is it? Is it egotistical? Is it ego? Some of us just so damn egotistical that we can't come unite. Your ego's in the goddamn way. You want to be the leader, but don't nobody else want you as the leader. What is it? What is it, y'all? That's what we're going to talk about on Friday night, on the Friday show right here on Culture Freedom Radio. We're going to get into the thing right there, man. I'm going to post this show up, and we're going to talk about this Friday. And I need you to come on in here, family, and let's talk about it together. You know, because it's not a one-hitter quitter. It's not a one man to come up with an idea or the solution to get us out of this. I just want to talk about it, man. What is it? Because we're always talking about this. So these storms show us, man, how desperately we need to come together. Because if they saying again one more time, if everybody was saying that how they were leaving us, they wasn't rescuing our people, they were leaving our people. Well, God damn it, we need to do something so we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about nobody else going out there to get our people. We're going to go get them ourselves. Like James Brown said, open up the door, I get it myself. That's what we got to do. Let me say it one more time, y'all. Open up the door, I'm going to get it myself. That's what we're going to have to do, y'all. We're going to have to open up some doors and start doing things for ourselves and quit saying what somebody else not doing. So I'm going to get into that on Friday's show right here, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Culture Freedom Radio, y'all. We're going to talk about that. What is it? I don't know. That might not be the title, y'all, but I'm just saying something. What is it that's stopping us from uniting as a people? That might be the title right there. What is it that's stopping us from uniting as a people? Let's get into that, family. Let's get into that this Friday right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. And I want to tell y'all, man, how y'all can also don't forget, man, we have our 24-hour radio station up and running, man, up and jamming, y'all. Hey, man, right there, Culture Freedom Radio, right there on TuneIn Radio. Go and check out that 24-hour radio station, man, for some soul, classic soul music. Man, it R&B jams. Man, hip-hop, some classic hip-hop as well, man. I'm really not into this new stuff, but I got some classic hip-hop in there, man. Underground artists, indie artists, as they call it, independent artists, man. Whoa, yes, sir. I got some independent artists that's on there, man, some music that's on there jamming. I'll give y'all for instance. I got my good brother, man, Raheem, the Bishop Thomas right there, man. He's jamming on there. Got his music on there. Yes, Raheem, the Bishop Thomas. Peace and love to you, my brother out there. How you doing? I know you're on the road trucking, man. Keep on trucking, baby. Like Eddie Kendrick said, keep on trucking out there, brother. Keeping the road safe and keeping those supplies coming to us throughout the U.S. Peace to you out there, my brother, Bishop Raheem Thomas. We got our brother, Funk Sean. Yes, brother Funk Sean has some great music right there on that station, man. Thank you for submitting your music over to me, brother, and allowing me to play your music right here on our station, man. Brother Funk Sean right there, man, on Culture Freedom Radio. Yeah, we got our good brother, Brother Keybone. Brother Keybone, the Nigerian artist and music composer, has his music right there on that radio station as well. The Nigerian brother has his wonderful show, wonderful music right there on our station as well. And we have another brother, man. I'm going to play his music right here and get out of here. I'm going to play one of his songs called Strong Life. Brother hit me up on Instagram and wanted to submit some of his music as well on the station. Oh, and yeah, I'll come back. Play his music on the show, station. A good brother. Now I'll give y'all a lot more information on him Friday, how y'all can link up with him, and a lot of these artists, how y'all can link up and check them out on their website. I have all that information in front of me on Friday. Don't have everything right now in front of me, but you can check this brother out, man. His music will play. Hassan Bronx, man. Hassan Bronx, man. Great music, reggae artist. Oh, man. Played with Bob Marley. We actually played with the Wailers. Not Bob Marley, but the Wailers. And a lot of his music, when you hear it, man, is inspired by Bob Marley himself. So I'm going to give y'all a lot of more of the information on Friday, how to check them out, their various music. And we got our brother Brian Art, that's sending me his music as well. Brother Brian Art. Y'all can hear a lot of this great music right there on the radio station, man. Go and check it out, the 24-hour radio station, man, for some great classic soul music, R&B, hip-hop, indie artists or independent artists that we have right there. Some great music played right there on Culture Freedom Radio. That's on TuneIn Radio. If y'all got the app, just go into the app and search for Culture Freedom Radio, or just go to TuneInRadio.com. And once you get in there, just search for Culture Freedom Radio. Or, man, just Google search Culture Freedom Radio. Just go to, when you Google Culture Freedom Radio, it will show you the different links in the Google search engine, and you will be able to see where we are playing our music on that great, magnificent station, man. That's it. It's Culture Freedom Radio on TuneIn Radio. Also, you can go to the culturefreedomradio.com. You know, we got the website up, man. I hadn't really been working on it, but you can go there as well and listen to the music station right there. When you go to culturefreedomradio.com, you will see at the top where you see where it says about the radio station, 24-hour radio station. Just go in there and listen to it right there from our website. That is culturefreedomradio.com as well. And let me see what else I got. But go ahead and check it out, man, and show y'all love and support. And once you got the app, man, if you have that app, man, hit that follow button or that like button, man, and just follow the station. please do that for me, family. Yeah, do that for me, because we've been working hard to get these stations up, man. We got to show our love and support, just like we talk about unity. Show our love and support, man, for black businesses and just that. You don't just have to be a black business listening to this station. Hey, that's a great radio station. Hey, if you just love classic music, soul music, R&B, indie music, man, hell, I don't give a damn who like it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just go over there and hit that like button and follow and listen, because we got a lot of people who listen all around the world. I want to say big up to the UK who listen to the Culture Freedom Radio Nation, man. I mean, Radio Network. listen to the station, man. The UK is be on there, man, jamming, man. I'd see be checking them out. They be on there. Peace to the mighty, mighty UK. Switzerland, Germany. Man, I'm telling y'all, Culture Freedom is big, man. They just loving it. Germany. Let me see. Australia. Oh, yeah. Culture Freedom Radio has been listening to and been jammed on right down there in Australia, the land down under. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Appreciate that love. Appreciate it. Just all over the world, however you listen to Culture Freedom Radio, we thank you. We thank you as well. Hey, man, let me see here. Let me tell y'all some more things, how y'all can stay linked up and connected with us. You can follow us right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook. That's Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook. Just go over there and link up with us right there on Facebook, man. Most definitely, man. Go on and link it up with us right there. And just look us up, too. You can look us up on Facebook at Culture Freedom on Facebook. Just plain old Culture Freedom on Facebook. And we have a group on there, man. And big up with my good sister, Sister Deborah, man. My great sister, Sister Warrior. Yeah, Sister Deborah, elder, been in the community working, man, been inside of a lot of these Black Power revolutions, doing some work, boots on the ground, as we call it, y'all. Sister Deborah, peace and love, head to poo to you, my sister. And thank you for all the wonderful information that you share in the Culture Freedom Radio, with the Culture Freedom Nation, Culture Freedom Nation group. So, hey, family, we have a group called Culture Freedom Nation. You can send an invitation to join the group. The group is actually closed, but when you look for a Culture Freedom Nation group on Facebook and you send that request to get in, we're going to check it out, because we're not just going to let anybody into the group. Nope, we don't do numbers. We ain't into the numbers game. We're into the knowledge game. We're into the sincerity game. We're into the thing where we're looking for people who are sincere in sharing information and gaining information. We're not looking for the numbers to be in there and just joining you in just to say, look how many people we got in the group. We don't do that. So, hey, our sister Deborah is actually now, she's one of the administrators in the site. We're going to help. You know, she's already, man, been doing a wonderful job sharing information. So she's one of the administrators on the group as well. So we're going to check you out, man, and make sure we're going to let the right people into the group to share information, not just anybody in there just looking into the group. We want you to be active in these groups. You know, it's just like a lot of things. You know, we join groups, but don't be active. Don't join things that you can't be active in, huh? Be active in groups, whether it's Facebook groups, hell, there's an actual group. You know what I'm saying? That be active in it. Go to the meetings. Participate in the events when you in a group. That's what it's there for. Participation and doing things. Not just to say, look what I'm a part of. Wear a t-shirt. Wear a hat. It's not for bragging rights. But go ahead and check us out, man. That's Culture Freedom Nation, the group, man. Like I said, peace to everybody that's in the group as well. Let's see here. Oh, I got some more things that I got to get put out. Let me see here right fast, family. Let me see. We have my good brother, Commander Brother Drew X, peace and love and black power to all my comrades out there in the Black Militia Nation. We also have a new radio station. Brother Commander Drew has a new radio station. Let me pull it up, y'all, and let y'all know what that is. When y'all want to learn about these survival skills and things of that nature, let me see. Let me pull it up right fast. There's a brand new radio station going to be right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I will keep y'all updated on the times that y'all can tune in and listen in. Just give me a minute here. Let me find it. It's called the Texas Search and Rescue Task Force. That's it. Look that up right here on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, I will keep y'all abreast to the show and what days and times it will come on. It's called the Texas Search and Rescue Task Force. a brand new task force that's going to be that's coming together. We have a website, Brother Drew, Commander Brother Drew X is working on. Like I said, when all of these things come together, I will let y'all know, because this is what we're trying to do: get a task force and a search team, so when things happen, we can be dispatched. Because now it's not just nobody just going to be out here just jumping out here and running out there. But no, because a lot of the sisters and brothers that's in this task force are certified in a lot of different areas. We have sisters and brothers who are certified in CERT. Certified. Have their credentials. First aid, CPR. We got brothers who search and rescue with the K-9, Brother Zulu. Search and rescue with K-9 unit. Yes. That's what I'm talking about, family. We're doing it now. We can't say what we don't have no more. We got this right here. So we got the K-9 unit, search and rescue. You get lost in the woods, we got a K-9 unit. We got a brother, man, that's right here. My brother, Brother Ta, or Brother Jay, I call him, y'all. Brother Ta, or Brother Jerome. I've been on this show a couple of times with me. I'm going to probably have him on the show with me this Friday. Actually is certified. He's still going to get some more certification. And scuba diving or deep sea diving. How about that, y'all? Black folks deep sea diving. God diggity damn. Yes, we got a brother that's certified in that. So this is Texas Search and Rescue Task Force putting this thing together. So like I'm telling y'all, man, we can't keep making excuses why we don't have, why we ain't doing this. And we got people that's right now saying, damn it, look, I'm tired of saying what we don't have. I'm finna put this together and we're gonna have it. So when the next big tragedy hit, you know, what might happen? You know, we never know. Hope not. But when it do, we want to be prepared. We want to be ready. So we don't want our people out there sitting on the roof talking about ain't nobody coming to get them. Yes, the Texas Search and Rescue Task Force. We coming. We coming. Bad boys, bad boys. We ain't bad boys, but we coming to get you, y'all. We coming to get you. Yeah, but I'm going to get ready to get up out of here, man. I'm going to just see y'all, man, on Friday. See y'all on Friday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Hey, man, talking about what is it or why is it? I don't know how I'm going to name it, y'all, but what is it that's stopping us from uniting? As we always say, we always talk about uniting. What is it that's stopping us from truly uniting or coming together as a people? And what is it going to take? Huh? That's what it is. What is it going to take to get us to finally come together and unite as a people so we can put business together? Not just talk about freedom, justice, and equality, but we can start putting business together. We can start putting together these search and rescue teams, these things that we most desperately need. When are we going to do that, y'all? I see y'all on Friday night, man. I'm going to leave y'all with these right here, man. Hey, I'm going to leave y'all with two things. Leave y'all with this commercial right here, Spiritually Speaking, from my sister, Nikki Love, man. Y'all go and check it out one more time. Go to her website, spirituallyspeaking.com, spirituallyspeaking.com with sister Nikki Love. Go over there and check that out, man. Get your herbs, get your candles, get all of your health products right there, man, from sister Nikki Love right there. And also check out my good sister Deborah out. It's Deborah.wix. Check her website out, Deborah.wix. A lot of great information on there, man. Deborah.wix. That's Wix, W-I-X. Go and check her site out, WWix. Yeah, I think it's Deborah. Yeah, Deborah.wix.com. That's it. Deborah.wix.com. I'm trying to look that up, make sure I get that in there too as well. But I have all this information. Sunray gonna have to get himself in order, y'all. But I just had to come in here, man. I've been off the air for a minute. I just want to come in the house right here and let y'all know I'm back on the air. Culture Freedom Radio is back on the air. Just been chilling. Y'all know what I mean. But hey, I'm back in the air, man. And we're going to get these shows back up and running, back up and popping, most definitely. And hey, man, I hope y'all, you know, been having some enjoyable times. And I know it's a lot of tragedy been going on. But in the midst of all the tragedy, we got to keep doing what we have to do to maintain in this society and in this world. You know what I mean? I'm trying to look for this right here while I'm talking right fast because I'm going to play this other commercial. Make sure I get y'all a thing. Yeah, it's Deborah. There we go, y'all. It's Deborah.wixsite.com. That's Deborah.wixsite.com. That Wix site, y'all, is all one word, wixsite.com. One more time, that is Deborah.wixsite.com. Go over and check my good sister's website out. A lot of information. I think you even have a free download PDF book on there, man, called Dick Alliance. I have it, y'all. Wonderful book. Wonderful book. Go over there and check it out, man. That's Deborah.wixsite.com and get that PDF book she has on there for free. Yes, I did say for free. No tricks. No tricks. Called Dick Alliance. Get that book. Check it out. My sister wrote that book. Man, check the book out. Hey, I'm going, y'all. I'm going. I'm going up out of here. Let me leave y'all with this music. Man, let me get up out of here, man. Like I said, I'll see y'all on Friday, man. I'm out of here. Let me give y'all this spiritually speaking and give y'all this music from my good brother Strong Life, man. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace. See y'all on Friday.
Spiritually Speaking. Hey, my brother, have you heard of Spiritually Speaking Store?
No, I haven't. Can you tell me more?
Sure. Spiritually Speaking Store is a multicultural botanica. Have you been stressed?
Yes, I have. Just daily life, living.
We got something for that, too. Come check out our relaxation room where aroma meets sound. We have everything that you need spiritually. All your spiritual needs can be fulfilled, whether you're Christian, whether you're voodoo, hoodoo, African tradition, Santeria, Asian, Buddhist, whatever you like, we have at this Spiritually Speaking Store. Also, we do divination readings. So come check us out.
Where are y'all located, Esther?
Again, we're located at 485 South Jeff Davis Drive, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. And feel free to check out our website, www.spirituallyspeakingstore.com.
Spiritually Speaking Store, multicultural
botanical. Wow, Spiritually Speaking Store, multicultural botanical. I gotta check that out.
Give us a call at 770-703-6633.
Babylon no hot, no hot. Babylon no hot, no hot. Babylon no hot, no hot. My people, you have to survive. Yeah. You must live with you and make your own way. You must not give up. The beginning of the river between thoughts. We need to follow our true destiny. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's up, family? How y'all doing? How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? This is Brother Fun Ray 9 in his house right here for Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, first and foremost, I want to thank you for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TuneIn Radio for our 24-hour radio station. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We in the house. We in the house. Hey, man, for great music, whether it's old school, new school, and conscious talk radio, we most definitely up in this house. Yes, we are. Hey, man, I'm going to just come in this house and tell y'all how y'all can stay linked up with us and how y'all can stay connected right here with Culture Freedom Radio. Go to the various social media outlets such as Facebook and check us out right there at Culture Freedom Radio Network right there on Facebook. That is Culture Freedom Radio Facebook, Culture Freedom Radio Network right there on Facebook. Go and check us out right there on Twitter, man, at Culture Freedom Radio 9 on Twitter. That's Culture Freedom 9 right there on Twitter. You also can link up with us right there on Google Plus as well at Culture Freedom Radio Network right there on Google Plus. Man, come on and check us out. And don't forget to check us out right there on Blog Talk at Culture Freedom Radio Network on Blog Talk, where we do our podcast shows on blogtalkradio.com. But we in the house right here on TuneIn Radio, doing it 24 hours non-stop. Great music, man. Well, there's new school, old school, and conscious talk radio. Man, we got to be in the house right here to do this thing right here on TuneIn Radio. So we just want to thank you for linking up and stay connected with us right here on TuneIn Radio. And don't forget to follow the station, hit that favorite button, man, and also please don't forget to share this station so everybody else can enjoy this station just like you are doing. Thank y'all right here for joining in right here to Culture Freedom Radio in the house, in the house, in the house. Yeah. Peace.